We are in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan, a little bit before the middle of the Amud. Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan, Me Rabbi Shayim, Petzua Dake Koyin Shenoso Baskeren, Marsha Yachilano Betrumen. But Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shaya Shaila, you have a Ptsua Dake Koyin that married is Nisuin, he married a Baskeirim. Mao Sheyachilano Betrumen, as the Sugya will progress, we'll see the Tzodei HaShaila. Ishtik V'loi Omalei V'loi Midi. He didn't answer him. It seemed he ignored him. L'soif osa gavra rabba achine, there was another gavra rabba that came to Rabbi Shaya, uboi minei milsachite, he asked him a different shayla, uposhetlai, and him he answered, umonei reish lokish, the second gavra rabba was reish lokish. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda nesiyah l'Rabbi Shaya, so Rabbi Nisyudin see watched this, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shaya, didn't answer him, ignored him. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Shaya, Shaila, and he answered him. Omalei, so he asked him, Otto Rabbi Yochanan lav gavra rabbehu, Rabbi Yochanan is not a gavra rabbe, I mean, he don't answer him. Omalei, de kaboy minoy milsa de les lopisri. So let us just see Rashi. The Leslay Pisri, Shein Ani Yedei Lefarsha. I don't know what to answer him. So we don't know what to answer him. I kept quiet. Reish Lakish asked me a Shaila. So I knew what to answer him. So I answered him. Now, the next Rashi, we have to see the Sugi later, and then we'll see there's another Pshat in Leslay Pisri, but the while, He didn't know what to answer. Now the Gemara is going to analyze what the Shaila of Rabbi Yochanan was. So the Gemara asks like this. And let's just give a shtikel hakdome, so we'll understand the Gemara as we progress in the sugya. Really, there are two Shailas. If a Petzua Dake Koyin married a Baskeirim, there's two reasons why he should not be able to be Machal or Betrumen. The reason number one, that is a svare that Bas Geir Zocho ke Bas Cholol Zocho, and in other words, that a daughter of a Geir is posel a Kohune. So if a daughter of a Geir is posel a Kohune, so she's from Isure Kohune, and he married her, so he's Ivan Isuri Kuhne, so she became a Chalola. And therefore, she can't eat Trumim. That's one tzad she should not be able to eat Trumim. Now, this tzad alone is also not so poshit. There's a Shaila later in the Gemara, if a Petsue Dake, who is posel a kol, if a Petsue Dake, even though he's a Koyin, if he has kedushas kohune legabi chitun, that means that like this kahanim, they're not poshut the people. They're also begrushe. A kohen gadol is also baalmone, or kahanim are also bezoine bechalola. They're murami ha'am. So their range of their range of chitun is lemaila from a poshut to yid. They're also in those who are posel lekune. Now, a petzua daka who's posel lekol, so he's not allowed to marry a posha to yid. So the shaila in the Gemara, if could be legabi chitun, if bigdushos ekoi, if he's still muzer an isure kohune. So memele, there's a svare to say, even if we'll assume that a bas ger zocher ke bas cholo zocher, that a bas ger is posel le kohune, But who says a ptsua dake has kedushas kohune legabi chito? So that's one shaila. Then there's another shaila. The shaila is kahal geirim ikru kol ola ikru kol? If kahal geirim is ikru kol, so a ptsua dake is not permitted to marry a basker also. Kahal geirim ikru kol. So then he'll passel her like from the pasuk about kohen kisili izo. So she'll become nifsa lekahune. She'll become nifsa lekune, and the second bill will make her a halal already. Or if she's nifsa lekune, so already she's nifsa mitruma also. Bas kohen kisili izo he betruma sakadoshim leisoichel. So that's another tzad that she should not be able to eat truma. Because if a bas ger is a old kalgeir a mikru kol, so and he's posel lovei lekol, so an isha that's nivel from pesulei kol becomes nifsel mitrume, or maybe kalgeirim leikru kol. These are the tzadim which we can clear a shaila if she's permitted to eat trume or not. So let us go back to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to analyze now the Shaila. Leman. Now what is the Shaila? According to who is the Shaila? Ila Rabbi Yehuda, if the Shaila is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bain Bikdusha say Koi, Sai will assume that a Ptsua Dake Koin still has Kedusha's Chitun. Bain La Bikdusha say Koi, Sai we will assume he doesn't have Kedusha's Chitun. He's mutter to marry Psule Kohune. But lo yachla, but she's zicha, there's no shayla, she's zicha not allowed to eat truma. Ibik dusha say koi lo yachla, if we'll say that up to a daka koin still has kedushas chitun, lo yachla, the omar mav, kus chab Yehuda holds, pasker zocher, kebas cholo zocher. So just like a daughter of a cholol is also to a koin, so a daughter of a ger is also to a koin. So if she's also to a koin, so there's no shaila. So it's isurei kune, and we're talking about after nisuin, so she became a chalola. So if she became a chalola, so she's not allowed to eat truma. That is, if we will assume, bikdusha seikoi. Ilav bikdusha seikoi. If we will assume that he doesn't have kedushas chitun, so that is not a problem. But according to Rabbi Yehuda loy ochlo, damrinin kalgeirim ikru kol. Rabbi Yehuda holds kalgeirim ikru kol. So the ptsua dake is also to marry a geyiris. And if he marries her, he passes her the truma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no shaila. That means there are two reasons that she is unable to eat truma. If Bikdusha say koi, so she did it's Isure Kohune. Now Filala Bikdusha say koi, but there's an Issa Lovei Bikol and Kalgerim Ikrokol. Ve'ila Rabbi Yosi. And if we'll say that Rabbi Yochanan is clearing a Shaila according to Rabbi Yosi, is Bein Bikdusha say koi, Bein La Bikdusha say koi, Ochlo. So then there's also no Shaila. Big Dusha say koi, if I will assume that the Petsua Daka Koin has Kedushas Kune, Ochlo da Omar, Avger Shenosa Giyeres Bitoi Ksheira Lekune. Even if there was Geyres from both Tzadim, the father was a Geyer, the mother was a Giyeres, so the daughter is Kosha Lekune. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. So, Afilo Big Dusha say koi, it also, it's also no Issa, there's no Issure Kohune for him to marry a basker. Ila Bikdusha say koi ochlo. And if we'll say that he doesn't have Kedushas Chitum, then we said there'll still be a problem. He's posel lovei bikol. The Omar kal geirim lo ikru kol. Rabbi Yosi holds kal geirim lo ikru kol. So there's no issa whatsoever. So the Gemara, the Val is saying, Rabbi Yochanan's shaila, it doesn't make sense. It's not a shaila. It's poshut. according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's zicha not allowed to eat truma. According to Rabbi Yossi, she's zicha allowed to eat truma. Now, let us skip the next Rashi, Laman. We'll come back to that later, but let's just start the Rashi. Bein b'tu shosei koi. So Rashi says, l'kama b'perik ha'oru miboilon, the Gemara clears our shayla, koyin p'tzua dake mahu b'giyoyres. The Gemara clears our shayla, if a koyin p'tzua dake is permitted to marry a giyoyres. A giyoyres is also l'koyin al zoyne. So the Gemara clears our shayla, if a koyin p'tzua dake is permitted to marry a giyoyres. Big dusha say koi, for also, does he have kedushas chitun? So it's also. If he doesn't have kedushas chitun, so it'll be muta. But over here, bein b'kedushasi koi, koin anasa b'tzua dake, bein b'kedushas koin koi, still he has, if he still has kedushas kune, v'osa b'chol asureis lekune, bein la b'kedushasi koi, v'ein muzar mi lisa isha p'gumo. There's no, he's not nizar to marry an isha p'gumo lekune, is avopikein loyochlo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it b'kedusha say koi lo yochlo dom amar basker zocher ke bas cholol zocher u bas cholol psula lekune beperik asar yuchsim vekiven the b'kedusha say koi lo yochlo. So since the p'tzua dake still has kedushas kune, is so she's not allowed to eat. Amrinen arei zu psula loy. She's puzzled him. He has kedushas kohune legabe chitun, and she is like a bas chalol. Is therefore vaso chalola bebiyosoi. So when he'll be boil her, he makes her for a chalola. So she's not allowed to eat truma. Vilabik dushosei koi vein asur aloi mishum kedushas koyin. And if we'll say he doesn't have kedushas chitun, so it's kedushas koyin. There's no problem, even though she's a bas chalol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's also called Petzua Dake. The Amrit, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kal Gerim Ikri Kol, pluted Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda bepeka sorry yuchsin. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said, there's also no Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Abbas Gerim is Mutal Kohune. Rabbi Yossi also holds that Kalgerim Leikul Kol, so there's no Shaila. Ella Aliba Dahaitana. So the Gemara says that the Shaila, what Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shaya, we can clear according to this Tana. This not Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Oimer, Isha Baskerim Leisinose Lekohune. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, an Isha that is a daughter of Geirim, that means the father is a Geir, the mother is a Geiris, loy sinose lekune, she's not allowed to marry a Koyim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is speaking about a Poshet Koyim, that has Kedushas Kune. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, an Isha bas Geirim loy sinose lekune, that means, so, in other words, he holds a little like Rabbi Yehuda, that a bas ger zocher ke bas cholo zocher, but he doesn't hold in ganzen like Rabbi Yehuda. If the mother and father are geirim, loitinose lekune, ad she tehei imo mi Yisrael. But if the mother is a yid and the father is a ger, so then he holds that there's no isa lekune. So Yisrael lekan Rabbi Yehuda. He's chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda in the case that the mother is a bas Yisrael, so then a kohen is permitted to marry the daughter. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. V'hochi komi boilei. So Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if the mother is a yid and the father is a ger, the daughter is kasha lekune. V'hochi kamei boilei. Kashris mitoisvebo, the Yiddish mother brought with herself kashris lekune. That's what she accomplished. If the mother would be a geyoiris, so the daughter would be also lekune. Now that the mother's abas Yisrael, so the daughter is muta lekune. So she was moisiv kashris in the daughter. No, so wonderful. So then, even though he's muza filibik dushosekoi, but if the mother was a bas yisol, there's no problem of isurei kohune, because through the Yiddish mother, it's kashrus mitaisvibo. Oy dilma, but now the shaila was maybe, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, just like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a Yiddish mother takes away the chesaron of geiris, and therefore she's mutter to a koyim, maybe a Yiddish mother will take away the kal geirim la'ikru kol, and a Yiddish mother will make them kahal Yisrael. And if a Yiddish mother will make the daughter Kahal Yisrael, so then the Ptsuadake Kayin will not be permitted, or if the Ptsuadake Kayin married her, won't be able to be Machala Batrume, because she became Abbas Yisrael through the mother, and therefore she's not permitted to eat Trume. Aidume Kedusha Mitaisweba V'loy Ochla. So that was the Shaila. Now we have a picture of what Rabbi Yochanan's Shaila was. As Rabbi Yochanan cloud the Shaila, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that said that the chesaron of Isuri Kune goes off if the mother is a Bas Yisrael, even though the father is a Ger. So does the mother only bring with herself kashris, or does the mother also bring with herself kedushas kol? If the gemara brings with herself kedushas kol, so then the ptsuadaka koin will not be able to be machal. If the mother only brings kashris, then the ptsuadaka koin will be able to be machal. Let us see Rashi. Alibe dahai tane kamiboy leila Rabbi Yochanan. This was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. Uche goin, and the Shaila was that the father was a ger. Uche goin de ima mi Yisrael, and the mother was a Yisraelis. And the Shaila was, what does a Jewish mother accomplish? Is kashrus itois vabo? She brings with herself kashrus lekohunim, ureuya lekohunim. The lav kedusha, but she doesn't bring with herself kedushas kol lakriyeko. So therefore, the Yiddish mother is the tikkun klali for this kayim ptsuadake. There's no isure kohune, and there's no kedushas kol umutaris lptsuadake. And therefore, v'eichelas mimonavshech. So then, this bas will be able to eat mimonavshech. Nimami big dusha say koi afilu this ptsuadaka koin has kedushas chitum areizu muteres like because she has her mother is a bas Yisrael amishum ptsuadaka loy mitzer ba not ptsuadaka there's no isa dola yikra kol because kashus itaisa ba v'loy kedush itaisa ba. Maybe Abbas Yisrael, if the mother's Abbas Yisrael, so the daughter has Kedusha's call also. Ukahol ikri. Vasura lepsuadaka. Viloy ochla. Let us not learn the Lishna Achina now. So now we understand what the Shaila was. So what's taka the halacha? Toshma ki osa Rabbi Acha b'achinin emidaroyme osa v'aisim asnise biyode. He brought a baraisa. The baraisa says minayin lepetzua dake koyin shenosa baskerim shemachila betrume shenema v'koyin
ki yikne nefesh, so lechere the way Rashi said pshatis bas ger mean that the father was a ger and the mother was a bas yisrael. And the Baraisa says that she's permitted to eat trume, shenema bekoin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi, so the nefesh is meyutum. So the nefesh is coming to tell us that such a case, koin p'tzua dake, that married a basker zocha, and the mother was a bas yisrael, is yoichaba, she's allowed to eat trume. Now, how is, according to this paraisa, who is this paraisa going according to? Lama. Ilayma Rabbi Yehuda. If the paraisa be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have such a pasuk that's telling us that she's muta titrume. Ama Rabbi Yehuda is bein b'kdusha seikoi. Bein la b'kdusha seikoi. Say the koyin has kedushas kuna. Say doesn't have kedushas kuna. Lo yochla. She's not permitted to eat. I'll see the, because Kal Geir Mikul Kol, and Basker Zoche Kibas Cholo Zoche. Vila Rabbi Yossi, and if this Barais is going according to Rabbi Yossi, Loma Likro, you don't need a posik to tell me that she's permitted to eat. Oh, Oma, Rabbi Yossi said, Bein Bitu Shosei Koi, Bein La Bitu Shosei Koi, Ochlo. And here we have a baraisa that seems to hold it is a shaila, and the baraisa is poishet the shaila from a posik. Elalav l'Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov u'shma mino kashrus itois v'bo and not kedusha v'ochlo shma mino. So now we were poishet the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan. Now let us go back to the Rashi we had skipped, and then we'll go to the Lishna Achina of the last Rashi. Rashi had learned Pshat that Rabbi Shaya did not answer Rabbi Yochanan the last like Pisri she'ein ani yedei lefarsha. So Pshat is according to this Lashon of Rashi, Rabbi Shaya did not know. There had to be poshut to shaila. He didn't know what the tshuva is. Now our Gemara starts analyzing. Now we have a very interesting Gemara over here. That the Gemara starts analyzing what the shaila is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no shaila. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's no shaila. According to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, it's a shaila. Toshmaps. Our Gemara seemed to be poshut to shaila. So Rashi says, Hashas hu de kaboy lo umeforish v'ozalat seifa poshte. He says, true. Rabbi Shai did not know how to be poshut to Shaila, but the Shas was poshut to Shaila. Rabbi Shai lay poshut b'midi. Rabbi Shai wasn't poshut. Kidamorim lael ho boy minay. They asked him lay poshta. He didn't know what to answer. The Eastern Mefarshi others learned different pshat in Lesla Pisri. The Lesla Pisri that what is pshat? Rabbi Shai didn't answer him because Lesla Pisri. Ain not tzricha leforish. Not I don't know how to be meforish. There's no need to be meforish. There's no shaila. The leman kaboyla. Who's the shaila? Ila Rabbi Yehuda. She's zicha not allowed to eat trume. Rabbi Yosi. She's zicha allowed to eat trume. So others learned a different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Shaya. The Rabbi Shaya did not answer the shaila because it's too simple a shaila. You don't. There's nothing what to ask. It's poshut. You don't have to answer such a question. It's a poshut to shaila. Figure it out yourself. So Rashi says v'shibushu mipnei shnei dvorim. This is this pshat is a wrong pshat. Chode damoren la'el v'lei poshut. Like the Gemara. We had learned before, said that Rabbi Shaya wasn't poshut to Shaila. Bimkein Rabbi Shaya kamelo lekula milso haposhta b'maskona. If the Sogema was going according to Rabbi Shaya, she was poshut. That's the end. That's the maskona salsugia. Va'oy dekanasi va'ozel lefrushid loitzricha leila mivolam lemiboylam. If this is divrei Rabbi Shaya, and the whole Gemara is telling us that there's no need to ask such a shaila, because it's poshut, mekanosu b'seifa toshma, later you poshut the shaila, with a posik, al matzricha rabbe. So therefore Rashi says, that lesley pisri means Rabbi Shai did not know how to be poshut the shaila, and the Gemara was poshut the shaila, but Rabbi Shai did not know how to be poshut. Now let's jump down to the Lishna Achine by the small Aleph of the Tosfos Shishonim in Rashi. So Rashi had said pshat that the Shaila was, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that holds that a Kohen is permitted to marry a Bas Ger Zohar if the mother is a Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara Klar the Shaila is the Bas, the mother, the Bas Yisrael, is she Moisif only Kashrus? Only Kashrus Lakune? And therefore, so the daughter will be Mutati Trume? Or she's also Moisif Kedushas Kol, and the daughter will not be permitted to Trume? That's a Rashi Limshat, the Gemara. Lishna achine mipi amoyre. Now Rashi wants to say a different lashon in kashrus mitaisibo or kedushi taisibo. Bas ger vigiyoyres kami boile. Not the shaila was like in the first lashon that the mother was a bas Yisrael. No. Bas ger vigiyoyres kami boile alibe de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had said, that Isha Bas Gerim, Loisi Nose Lekun, if Bas Gerim, if both parents are Gerim, Loisi Nose Lekun. Now the Shaila was, such a Shaila, Bas Ger Begiyeres Kamiboyle Rabbi Elazar, Alibed Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My, Kashris Itoisva Bahach De Ima Mi Yisraeli Kureiko, what does a Yiddish mother accomplish? Does a Yiddish mother make that the daughter is now Bechlal Kal Hashem? Avol Basger B'Giyoyres Lav Koli, but a Basger B'Giyoyres is not Bechal Hashem. V'ochlo, and then she'll be permitted to eat. Shumataris Labtsua Dake, Vahai Lav Bikdushi Koi the Titsalay Mishum Kune. That means, in other words, is Abbas Ger Bigyoiris not Bechlal Kal Hashem, Kal Gerim La Ikrukol. Not only if there'll be a Yiddish mother, then they'll become Bechal Hashem. Or maybe a Yiddish mother is only Maisiv Kedusha, not Kashrus Kol. Kashrus Kol is a fellow when both are Geirim, this Kashrus Kol. This Kashrus Kol that they're Bekal Hashem. Linosi Lekune. V'har Deinima Mi Yisrael, Nei De Kedusha Lesbo, even though there's no Kedusha's Kohune, so the second Lashon of Rashi was that the Shaila from the Gemara was as follows. In other words, the Shaila of the Gemara was, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that says that an Isha Bas Gerim is also Lekohune, so the Gemara assumed Isure kune do not apply by a ptsue dake because la bikdusha sekoi. No, the shaila is, so do I say just like she's also lekune, she's also, she doesn't have kedusha's kol. She doesn't have kedusha's kol, or she does have kedusha's kol. That was the shaila. The shaila was, does she have kedusha's kol even though there's not a Yiddish mother? Oh, well, Yiddish mother, give her Kedusha's call also. And Rashi does not like this. Loshen, Loshen, Rishen, Nire Ike. Rabbi Yaisi, Litzrich, Nefesh, Yisere, Gedom, Alel, Demimon, Nefshech, Ochlo. Let us see Taisvis. Also, Gavre, Rabba, Achine, Uboi, Mine, Milsa, Achite. Is Kan, Mashme, Shoyre, Shlokish, Godel, Kshebol, Ifnei, Rabbi Yaichinin, Kmei, Shapirish, Rabbeinu, Tam, Babom, Metzieh. שאלוהים מתוירה לפני רבי ישעיה, רבי של רבי יוחנן. So Tosfos says, אמר את הכזך. In this תקופה, we had רבי יוחנן אסת השאלה from רבי ישעיה, and ריש לקיש אסת השאלה from רבי ישעיה. So this was a תקופה that רבי יוחנן was still a Talmud of רבי ישעיה, and ריש לקיש was a Talmud of רבי ישעיה, and ריש לקיש was then considered a גברא רבי. So if he was a Gavra Rabbi, so we see he was a Gavra Rabbi before he came to Rabbi Yochanan to learn by Rabbi Yochanan. He was a Gavra Rabbi before that. Bilabik tishosei koi loy ochlo, the Omar kalgerim ikriko. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as follows. Ibik tishosei koi, if the Tzuadaka Kohen has Kedushas Kuna Lagabi Chitun. So, she's Icha not allowed to eat Trumen, because she's Isuri Kohune. V'ilabik Tushosei Koi, so it seems from the Gemara, but if he doesn't have Kedushas Chitun, Loi Ochlo, Dama Kalger Mikoko, then this, for another reason she's not permitted to eat Trumen, because Kalgerim Ikriko. Taime, the havelei lemeima bein bekdushosei koi bein loy koi. It doesn't matter if the p'tzuadake koin has kedushas kune or he doesn't have kedushas kune. Loy ochla mahani trei taime de bas ger zocher ke bas cholo zocher v'oid de kalgerim ikru kol. The afilu loy bikdusha seikoi loy ochlo nami mitam de basker zocher kebas cholo zocher the rehi kechalola the chalola ina echelas betrumik the muche repeg basre de kedusha. So Taisus means to ask as follows: the Gemara has a pattern, a combination. Rabbi Yehuda holds two halachas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a basker zocher is kebas cholo zocher. So the Gemara says, so that'll be a problem if the Ptsuadaka Koyin has Kedushas Kohune Lagabichit. If the Ptsuadaka Koyin does not have Kedushas Kohune Lagabichit, so then that won't be a problem. But then there's another problem, because Kalgeirim Ikalko, that's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara, from the Gemara would seem, the only problem Basger Zocher ke Bascholo Zocher creates, it only creates a problem if he has Kedushas Kune. So then there's a problem. She's also Lekoyim. But if we hold Labik Dushosei Koi, so there's no problem. There's no problem. He's allowed to marry her. Frechtach Taisis is a tremendous problem. If Basger Zocher ke Bascholo Zocher, so she's a Chalola, so she's not allowed to eat Trume. Forget about him. She herself is not allowed to eat Trume. There's no Bias Issa Mitzidoi, but she's a Chalola. Basger Zocher ke Bascholo Zocher. A daughter of a Chalola is a Chalola. And a Chalola is not permitted to eat Trume. So now Taisva says, we have to know if this, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, basker zocher ke bas cholo zocher, if we take this with a grain of salt. So Taisva says like this, we have a time with Rabbi Yehuda ba basker zocher, mishum dechsiv, mizera Yisrael, ke demucha chosom. One man, the Yomer, wants to say such a drosha that the daughter has to originate from Zera Yisrael. Havi motze lemeimed loy, havi mamish ke chalola. That means he just said that she's also le kohune like a bas cholo, and this is only an isel el davke li nosi le kohune. She le gabi chitun she has a din chalola. Le gabi achilas trume she doesn't have a din chalola. It's just it's with a chaf adimyim, and the chaf adimyim is only le gabi chitun and not le gabi trume. That would be good if that would be the makor of Rabbi Yehuda. Aval hosa mash medika time with Rabbi Yehuda mikal v'chaima. From the Gemara would seem the ikar time of Rabbi Yehuda is he makes a kal v'chaima. Ma cholo shebo mitipok sheira. So the whole psul of the bas Rabbi Yehuda learns out from a kal v'chaima. So if he learns that a kal v'chaymer from a cholo, so it seems that shitake is mamish as possible as a bas cholo. If he's eislo l'shvuyi k'chalolo l'gamri, so then l'chayre she's mamish a chalolo. So then we have a kasha. So why does the Gemara have to say that the only problem of Basger Zohar ke Bascholo Zohar is only if he has Kedushas Kuna? If he doesn't have Kedushas Kuna, it's also a problem because she's a Chalolo. To Omar Avger Shenoso Giyoiris Bitoi Ksheiro Lekohune. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Shaila, because I feel a bit Dushosei Koi, but there's no problem, because Rabbi Yossi said, Ger Shenosa Giyoyres Bitek Sheira Lekune. So Taisva says, that doesn't solve all problems. Akati Tzoch Letaime, this like Al Gerim Leikru Kol. That means that, and if there's no problem of Kedushas Kohune, so that solves the problem that she's allowed to eat Truma. There's another problem. If Talgeirim Ikril Kol, so this wouldn't help anything. So you have to say he holds also, Rabbi Yossi holds also Talgeirim Ikril Kol. Bechosh Lahaskir, the Gemara didn't mention that. Now, Yizichin need that Heta also. Alanotar Adekome Labek Tushosei Koi. Then the Gemara said, this has to Ochla. The Igloi Koi, if you hold Labek Tushosei Koi, Sagila Betam the Kalgerim Le Ikri Kol Lachud. He said, this alone is Maspik. You don't need the first Heta of that a Ger Shenosu Giyeres is Bitei Muta Lakuna. Hari Galsinin, the Snara Belazar Ben Yaakovim, Isha Basgerim, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. Lekoshel Leimaisi Masnis Lebek Basel Dekdushin Dachnami Mishnah. Period. Now we are starting a Meiridike Sugiyah. And before we be able to learn Taisus on the Sugiyah, we have to learn the whole Sugiyah, which is Kamat Ablat Mehef Gemara in Rashi. And then we'll have to go back to learn Taisus. Before we start this sugya, there's just two yediyas we have to remember from the Mishnah and Daphne and Boromid Beis, and then we can start the sugya. We had in the Mishnah and Daphne and Boromid Beis a machloikis, Rab Meir, and Rab Elazar, and Rab Shimon. The machloikis was, if, let's say, a grusha married a kohen hedyot, who was erison. And let's speak about, let's not get into machlokes, let's say, a grusha, a bas kohen, married a kohen hedyot. Now, mitzido, she can eat trume mitzad avia, she's a bas kohen. She married a kohen. She married a kohen. There's Eirison, that's right. She became an aruse to a kohen. The kohen wasn't the soon, he wasn't boyola. If he'll be boyola, so then she'll become a halola. But he wasn't boyola, we're by Eirison. So we hear a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. Rab Meir holds, she's a mishtameres lebiya psula. That is true. There wasn't a beer yet, but Kinyan Erison is also a Kinyan that's a beginning to Nisuin. She's oimed to become a Nisuin and to become Nivol from a husband. Amishtameres Labia Psula is now not permitted to eat Trumim. That's Shitas Rab Meir. Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon hold, there's no such thing. She's an Aruse, she can eat truma now. She's a baskoin, she can eat truma, she's a baskoin, she can eat also father. Mishtameres lebiya psule does not create any halachas on her now. She'll become a nesue, it'll be boil her. Okay, then she'll become a halala. But till nesuin, she's permitted to eat truma. That's the machlokes, Rab Meir, and Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon. Itma, Rav Omar, Yesh chupe lepsulois, Ushmuel Omar, Ein chupe lepsulois. Now, let us see Rashi. Yesh chupe lepsulois, Koyin godo shehichnis almone bas koyin lechupe. A koyin godo was machnis lechupe al almone bas koyin. She's a bas koyin. V'loi bo'aleo. He wasn't boil her. Umi ikore nami loi kitcho. He didn't make kedushin either. He made a chupe without kedushin. Afilu hochi poslo mitrume de veinosha, afalpikein. There's no kedushin, there's no bia, there's only chupe. De chupe kechnises beile damye. Chupe already is a knises beile, and that's already like ascholas bile, and therefore she becomes posl mitrume. With this chupe. Now, is the machlekes harishonim that Rashi holds? Well, just to go through the sugi the first time, we'll say this is the shitas haritva, and Rashi later seems to say like this. There are a lot of chedushim here. Let's start explaining what Rashi is saying over here. There was no chedushim. He made a chuppe. Now, he made a chuppe, and what value does a chuppe have without kedushin? There's no kinyanishes. So the Ritva says, there's no kinyanishes. 100% right. Nothing. This chuppah did not make anything with her. But this ceremony of knisa lechuppah is, keknisas bila domi. Chazal said that if bila will passel her, the trume. So if you make a hachone for Be'ile, so it will also pass along the truma. Chazal said, a chuppah will pass along. That is what Chazal said. This is, and Rav said this according to everyone. That means, this has nothing to do with Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Rav Meir speaking about there was no chuppah. There was a kinyan eresen. So Rav Meir said, ishtik teire, eresen is mishtameres lebiye psula. Fine. Rabbi Elazar said, Mishtameres Labiya Psula is nothing. Fine. But that's if there was only a Kenyan Erison. But I'm talking about something else. Here there was a chuppah. So the chuppah, even though there was no Kenyan chuppah, but there was a Maise chuppah. And chuppah spells out Knesis Be'ile, this is Vaida Hachnose, this is Ascholas Be'ir. So we consider Ke'ilu Bo'aleo, and Lamaisa, she's puzzled from eating truma. Ushmuel Oma, ain chupa lepsulois. Now, Shmuel says, two chidushim. One chidush Shmuel says that, you said according to everyone she's puzzled. I'll tell you, according to everyone, she's kosher. Why? There's no kinyan over here. Rameya said it was a kinyan erison, so, there's a kinyan erison, that's called mishtameres labiya psula. Fine. Here there was no kinyan whatsoever. This achnosa lechupe, that doesn't do anything, it doesn't accomplish anything. So, it doesn't pass along. But in the lashon of Shmuel, Shmuel did not only say that the chuppah doesn't passel. Shmuel said, Hashem Feloshen, Ein chuppah lepsulais means that the musig of chuppah, fully you'll have there was Eidosin already. If you have the Isha, is the Isha Isha, the psulais elozeh, so there's an Isser to make bia in her, so there's no chalais chuppah. The chuppah only works if the Isha is muteresh for the husband, if the Isha is muteresh for the husband, so then there's a kinyan chuppah. But if Lemaisa, she's a psula, he's a kohen gadol, and she's an almona, there's no chuppah period. Not only doesn't it passel, it doesn't accomplish anything. Ain chuppah le psulois. If the psulois, perhaps in the back of our minds we know there's a psashayla, a rambam zashita, chuppah snida is not kohenet. This has to the shayla, because she's a lav basbiya. She's a lav basbiya, so could be there's no musig of chuppah. Shmuel said this. Shmuel said, ein chuppah le psulois, that by psulis there's no musig of chuppah. So, two things. First of all, it doesn't passel according to anyone. Number one. And number two, there's no kinyan chuppah by psulis. Period. Omar Shmuel. Umoydali abit. Rav is moyda to me. Betinaikis pchuse mi bas shole shonim viyem echot. Hoyel ve ein la bia ein la chuppe. Now, Shmuel is saying a halacha in the chumra of Rav. Rav had said that since bia would passel by psulois, so a chuppah, which is a knesis be'ile, passels also. So now, let us clear a shayla for 1 minute, if we have a p'chuse mi'basho le'shonim. Now we know a p'chuse mi'basho le'shonim is a lav bas biya. I mean, a toiris is ich a lav bas biya. But let's clear a shayla, does a biya of a p'chuse mi'baskim moshonim, does it passel her? Maybe l'chumre has a teiris paslus. I mean, me'ikar adin, it doesn't have a teiris biya. But maybe l'chumre lifsel, it does passel. So Shmuel says, I'm telling you, a biya of a p'chuse mi'baskim doesn't passel, and therefore, since a biya of a p'chuse mi'baskim doesn't passel, so a chuppa also won't passel. Because a chuppah can't be better than the bia alone. So if a bia of a prusimi bas gimel doesn't passel, a filami de rabbonin it doesn't passel, so memela the chuppah also won't passel. That is what Shmuel said. Omar Shmuel, umoideli abe, betinoikis prusimi bas shole shanim yem echod, hoyel ve ein la bia, not even the chumra doesn't have a teiris bia, ein la chuppah, so then the chuppah won't passel. Let us see Rashi. Umaydali Abba, Mishum de Koshish Mine, since Rav was much older than Shmuel, Korilei Abba, Kameloshe Nisi, Verebi, that's why he called him Abba. Hoyo, the Ein La Bia. So what is the, Ein Biyosa Poislosa, not Ein La Bia means there's no, that the Bia doesn't pass on me, Trumas Ovia, Ein Chuposos Poislosa. Since I'm telling you that the bia won't passel, so the chuppah won't passel. Omar Rava Afanana Mitanine. So now Rava is going to bring a raya. What is Rava going to bring a raya? The ein biyosa paislosa. This dictator Shmuel had said that a bia is prusim in bas gimel doesn't passel. I'll bring you a raya, it doesn't passel. Vikivon, and then you're 100% right. Vikivon the ein biyosa paislosa. Koshkein the ein chuposa paislosa. So the chupa zicha won't passel. Doch shivas chupa ein ele mishum shi kreiva le bia. The whole inyan of chuppah that could passel is because it's kovel abiyah. Veiched the biyah loich shiva kol shkein chuppah. So Rove Be'ik is going to bring a raya that a biyah's p'chuse bas gimel doesn't passel. Afilu l'chumre, they didn't give it a teiris biyah. Afanan namitanim. We learned a mishne, ba'sholi shonim v'yem echad miskadeshes bebiyah. If she's ba'sholi shonim v'yem echad, she can make kedusha bia. She's a bas bia. Vimbole yavam v'chayavin oleha mishum eishes ish. That means if she became an eishes ish before her father married her off and someone was boil her, So the boil is high about Seishasish.
That's a B.S. Seishasish. She's a Bas Gimel.
Umetame es boyolo letame mishkov tachten ke'elyon.
Like this, there's a mechudishtika aloche that a boil nide becomes an ov hatume like the nide herself.
See to mosa olov. But there, in one nikuda we find there's a cooler from a boil nide than a nide herself. A nide, a medres of a nide, that means that what a nide is lying on, although she's not touching, becomes an avatume, and it's metame odom vekelem. The medres of a boil nide has a din of a rishin letume. It's only metame oichlen namashkin. U metame es boyalo. So, but if she's 3 years old already, and she's a nide, so someone will be boil her, is metame as boil her, letame mishkav tachtoin ke'elyon. That the mishkav tachtoin of a boil nide is ke'elyon eshel zov, like the covering, something that's covering a zov, which that is the din of a rishon letumah. So the mishkav tachtoin of a boil nide as a din of a yayne shozov, in other words, it becomes a rishon lutum. Abel al koponim, she's 3 years old, it has a teiras bia, and he becomes a boil nide. Nisa is lekoyin, what happens if she married a koyin? Aichelus betrume, she can eat trume, she's a nesue. Bo oleho, now this is the raya that Rove brought to Shmuel. Bole echod mikol apsulim. It says, if any one of the psulim were boil her poslo, say pasels her, a mamza rachol olanosin was boil her, she becomes poseletumen. So Rove made a diik, ba shalishonim v'yem echod u de mifsele bebiye, z mifsele bechupe. So we see that was the diuk of Rove, that Rove said from the Mishnah would seem the only psul will occur when she's a bas gimel. If she's less than a bas gimel, she will not become nifsul. So therefore, the mathematics tells us, so if she won't become nifsul al yidei bia, so zicha she won't become nifsul al yidei chupe. Let us see Rashi. Umetames boilo im nidehi letame boilo mishkev tachtin kelyen. Mimsechas nide meforish lo shiye tachtin shal boil nide kelyene shal zov. That's a rishin letumish metame oichel namashkim and metame odem vekelim ki tachtin shal nide atzmo. The tachtin, the mishkev tachtin of a nide is an ovatume. Shehukori medres vo ovatume. Mina psulim kegoin cholo nosin umamza ayamonu lekoyin godu. So that's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. And Rav and Sai Shmuel said their halach according to everyone. Rav said according to everyone, afil according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, achupis yesh chupa lepsulois shall become posel. Even though there's no kinyin chuppe, but this is a knisa lebiye, and therefore she's posel letrume, according to everyone. And Shmuel said, according to no one will a chuppe pasel. For according to Rameya, there was no kinyin erison whatsoever. Omar Rami Bachome. Now Rami Bachome said his own opinion. He's chaylik on both of them. Yesh chupa lepsulois bonu lemachloikis rameye the rabbeloza v'rab Shimon. So Rami Bachome said as follows. What is this gewaldike zach of chupa? It's korev lebiye. So you will spell it out in other words. So that's also called mishtamberes lebiye psule. She's oimidly boil. You know, mishtameres lebiye psule is a machlekes tanoim. Rameya holds mishtameres lebiye psule pasels, and the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon also doesn't pasel. So chupa lepsules will be totally in this machlekes. It's also mishtameres lebiye psule. It's not It's the same thing. Bono le machloikis, Rav Meir, the Rav Elazar, the Rav Shimon. Le Rav Meir, the Omar Kedushin posli, Chupenami posla. According to Rav Meir, the Kedushin posl, als what? Als mishtameres le biyepsule, Chupenami posla. Also mishtameres le biyepsule. Le Rav Elazar, the Rav Shimon, the Omar Kedushi, loy posli, Chupenami loy posli. That was the shtik Torah of Rami Bar Chama. So the Gemara says, Umimai, I wish very much to disagree with you. You're putting chuppah lepsulais and eresin lepsulais in the same category. Umimai. Maybe you're wrong in both parts. Dilma. You're saying, according to Rav Meir, chuppah will pass. Dilma at kan lekama Rav Meir hosom ela bekedushin dekonilo. There we're speaking about that he made Kedushin. He has a Kenyan in there. So this Kenyan Erison is a Kenyan that will eventually bring about Nisuin. That's called Mishtameres Lebiyepsula. Halachically, she's Oymed Lenisuin from the Erison. That's called Mishtameres Lebiyepsula. Avol Chupe Deloy Konelo. Chupe is not Koine. There's no Kenyan of Chupe. You're talking about you made Chupe alone, which is nothing. There's no kinyan whatsoever. It's a knisa lebi, it's a ceremony, halachically, was any kinyan, was the chalani kinyan, there's no kinyan whatsoever. So where did you see that according to Ramei will be possible? Atzushta? Avuchupe de loikone lo loik? Let's see Rashi. Le Ramei domik dushin posli, chupe beloik dushin ami poslo. So the Gemara says in me, my chupa einay koine b'lay kes, chupa einay koine, chupa isn't koine, b'lay kesef, oy shtar, oy kedushay bi, kedushay per kama de kedushan. So me meilas of the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Meir, it's not muchach that the chupa will passel. Inami, your second statement, that you said that according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, just like Erison doesn't passel, so Chuppah also won't passel. Where do you see this? Ad kan loikom Rav Elazar Rav Shimon hosam ela b'kedushin d'loy krevi lebiya. Kedushin is a kinyan. There's no kirov lebiya. So memele, so the kinyan Erison doesn't passel. Aber chuppe de kreve lebiye, it's a kruve is a matze, chuppe is a matze, that is kariv lebiye, so ochinami the posel, could be a dos posel. So therefore the Gemara is chaylik and Rami Bachome, that you wanted to say that all mishtameres lebiye psulas are the same, so the Gemara says there's a tremendous difference between eresin and chuppe, bein la rabeya and bein la rabelaz rabshim. You know, if you want to find a machlokes tanoim, I'll find your machlokes tanoim. The machlokes of Rav and Shmuel will be a beplukte bahani tanoim. The sanya we learned a baraisa. Nisu zu vazu kshereis upsulis. It seems you had two women that married a koyim. One was kosher, and one was possible. They made nisuin. Oy shenich nisu lechupe v'loy nivalu. Or they didn't make nisuin. It was nich nisu lechupe v'loy nivalu. So the halacha is oichleis mishaloi. They oichleis mishaloi, but oichleis betrume. And they eat trume. Nichnesu, so now first we have to explain the Baraisa. The Baraisa is, Lachere, here we are speaking about after Erison. This Baraisa Lachere is speaking about after Erison. And we're saying two aloches. Anegeelonu, Isha Psula married a Koyin, and they made Nisuin, or an Isha Psula was nichnas lachupa v'lay nivala, so the din is oichleis mishalai, that
the mechuyev tid mezayin, he's mechuyev to give them mezayinis after nisun, but oichlo is betrume, they eat trume. So we're talking about two cases. Now let's speak about the first case. The second case says nichnesu lechupe v'loy nivalu. So nichlal the nisu. So what is the case of nisu? Nisu mamish, that they made mamish nisun. Means was yon nivalu. So mechal the nisu mamish, but that can't be. You can't say that he was boil her and she eats trume because she's a halola. The psulas, and he was boil her, so she won't be able to eat trume. So we have to say ella lav kegain shenichnasu lechupe v'loy nivalu. Now we have to say that the word oi is not a new case. Oi shenichnasu lechupe v'loy nivalu. Now oi is gematria keitzat kegain. That means that nisu. Ksheiris upsulis, they eat trume. What's the case? Keitzat, kegoin shenichnasu lechupe v'loy nivalu. It's speaking about that is nichnasu lechupe v'loy nivalu, and that's the case. But there was no bi'ula. That's the nisu. The nisu was with nichnasu lechupe v'loy nivalu. So it says that they eat trume. Now, it says that they eat trume. Now, so lechayre the Tanakama holds like Shmuel. Shmuel said that ein chupa lepsulois that doesn't passel them. So it says, so see, klo doesn't pass. She's allowed to eat trume. So the Tanakame is like Shmuel. That is the Tanakame. Now, there's a problem, but let's not, just wanted to be ma'ir of the problem. We mentioned before that according to Shmuel, it's not even a chuppe. So if it's not even a chuppe, so why is there a chiyev mezoinis? Why are you allowed to eat trume? Only in the su is allowed to eat trume. A problem. But let's go further. But the Gemara wants to say that the Tanakame holds like Shmuel, ein chupa lepsulois, nein chupa lepsulois, it doesn't pass. We see Klo doesn't pass from eating trume. She's allowed to eat trume. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Rabbi Yechanan ben Broika oime. Now Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Rabbi Yechanan ben Broika did not give such a breite heter like the Tanakame. And he said, he gave us guidelines as follows. Kol shebi osa machiloso. If he'd be boiled this isha, she'd be able to eat trume. Chuposa machiloso. V'chol she'ein bi osa machiloso. But if he'd be boiled her, she'd not be permitted to eat trume. Ein chuposa machiloso. So the chupa also will not be machil her betrume. So in other words, what is Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechim ben Breike? Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechon ben Breike said that whatever a bia could do, a chuppe does. So memele, if the bia is ein biyosa machiloso, or if biyosa paisloso, is chuposa paisloso. So memele, so he's chaylik on the Tanakame. You said he made a chuppe with a psula, she eats trume. What would be the din if he be boil a psula? So she wouldn't be able to eat trume. So if you made chuppah with a psula, she also can't eat trume. So in other words, Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechon ben Breike holds like Rav, and the Tanakama holds like Shmuel. That is the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Nisu, Lekoyin zu vizu, my zu vizu, ksheiris apsulois, michlau de nisu mamish. So the Gemara says, it says two cases, nisu, and then it says, oi, nichnasa lochupe, loy nivalo, michlau de nisu mamish, bebila betmiye, bechi bia bepsulis meike, if you boil a psulis, she can eat trume. Meike leman de omad le poslo, mitrume de veinosha, that I won't passel her from trume if she's a baskoy.
El perushi kama forish. Nisu keitzat. What is the case of nisu that I said that the oichlus betrume? Ken shenich nisu lochupe v'loi nivalu. The oi is keitzat kigoyim. That's explaining nisu means nichnasu lechupu b'lein yivalu. Oichlois mishaloi and oichlos betrume dechupe loy poslo. That is like shmu ein chuposla machilose. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechim ben Breike said that it won't be machel her in bas Yisraeli. If she's a bas Yisrael, it won't be machel. Valibe de Mishnah Achoyne desnan bezin shalachem omruene isha echeles betrumat shetikones lechup. But the Mishnah Achoyne Ksubi says, for Bas Yisrael to eat trume she has to be tikones lechup. So Rabbi Shmuel said, this woman that was nichnas lechup will not eat trume. Vama Rabbi Shmuel chupe psula eina macheles, varei hi kebiye. That's Rav Simcha Bidesve. And a chupe is equivalent to beer. Berei ke beer. So Rashi says, midemakish chupe le beer. He's saying a whole Megillah over here. That a chupe is equivalent to beer. Mashme de im bas koyin he. Chupe paislosa ke beyosa. So he wants to tell us that chupe is equivalent to beer. So just like beer would pass a labaskoin, so chuppa would also pass a labaskoin. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is exactly what Rav said, and the Tanakam is exactly what Shmuel said, that ain't chuppa la psulais, and she's permitted to eat chuppa, even though there was a chuppa. So the Gemara wants to say, Mimai, who says that's the pshat? He says, you're telling me the way you're learning pshat in the Baraisa. You say the Tanakama holds like Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav. Mimai. How do you know Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav? I'll tell you Rabbi Shmuel holds like Shmuel also. Aye, Rabbi Shmuel said that she's not allowed to eat Trumet Basel, so. Mimai, Dilma Rabbi Shmuel b'neish Rabbi Yechim b'mreike k'Rab Meir svirale. Maybe he holds like Rab Meir. We're speaking about who was Eresin already. And he holds like Rab Meir. That if you make a Kenyan Eresin in a psula, if this Kedushe Avere, so that passes off a meeting to my body. Ans the Kedushin, not ans the Chuppe. The Kedushin passes. He holds like Rab Meir. So therefore, he's chaylik on the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds like a buzz of Rav Shimon. The Eresin was no problem whatsoever. And the Tanakama is Moisif, and the Chup is also no problem. And Rabbi Shmuel says she's not allowed to eat Trume because of the Eresin, not because of the Chup. Chup doesn't pass. Everyone holds like Shmuel. But the Eresin will pass. Dilma Rabbi Shmuel, B'neish Rabbi Yechim, M'breike, K'rameh Yisvirele. The Omar Kedushin, Loi Ochlo. That holds good. After Kedushin, she's not allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, listen, if the Paisel is the Eresin, so Rabbi Shmuel, B'neish Rabbi Yechim, M'breike, said the wrong Loshin. Hi, kol shein biyosa machilosa ein chuposa machilosa. He's talking about the chuppe. He should have said kol shein biyosa machilosa ein kaspa machilosa. If he wants to tell us that eres and pasels, she should have given us these guidelines. Whenever a beer would pasel, whenever a beer is not machel, so kasim is also not machel. Why is he talking about chuppe? The pasel is not chuppe, ein chuppe lepsulis. So he really means that the kesef passes. So say the pamoli that the kesef passes. Ein kaspa machilosim iboile. So the Gemara says you're right. You should have been more specific. No, dilma aidi di omatane kame chupa oma iu nami chupa. That means like this: the Tanakama said a blank statement that a psulo that married a koyin, chuposo machiloso. That the chupa will be macho. That means that Tanakama said there's no problem with the Eresin. The Eresin doesn't passel. There's no problem with the chupa. So
The Tanakam said, Eloshin chuposa machilosa. So he said, I wish to disagree with you. Ain't chuposa machilosa. But you said, I disagree with you. The reason, not because I hold that chup is a poisel. No, I hold because Erison is a poisel. But you said chuposa machilosa. So I want to state that I hold that ain't chuposa machilosa. But the reason could be because that the Erison passes.